Baltimore officials estimate that more than 282,000 gallons of combined sewage and rainwater have spilled into the Jones Falls River since the beginning of this month. Another 58,000 gallons of sewage have poured into the Inner Harbor. WYPR's Rachel Bay reports that the city has been working on repairs to stop the overflows for nearly 15 years now, and officials say the city needs 14 more years to finish the job.
On sunny days, you might have to look a little harder to find evidence of sewage overflows on the Jones Falls Trail, but it's there.
Describe for me what you're seeing right here.
Rags and female sanitary pads and flushable wipes.
David Flores advocates for cleaner waterways in Baltimore as the harbor waterkeeper with the nonprofit Blue Water Baltimore.
You can see very obviously here this rill and some toilet paper and grease balls. This is obviously where some of the sewage comes through and erodes away the stream bank here and goes right into the Jones Falls right off the trail.
On the day Flores and his team are pointing out toilet paper remnants, the sun is shining. The problems are more obvious when it rains.
When we have big storm events, and that's at least a handful of times each year, you see, especially over here, there's a couple of manholes located in the street. Those lids pop off, and a tremendous amount of sewage comes up. It floods out this roadway, floods out the trail. Most of it ends up going right back down into the river, but then you have ponding, and then obviously you have debris that remains.
Jones Falls isn't the only problem area. When flash floods ravaged Ellicott City and parts of Baltimore at the end of July, city officials estimated that more than 5 million gallons of combined sewage and rainwater contaminated the Gwynns Falls.
We've seen people, not just here, but elsewhere on the east side and west Baltimore, walking through, driving through sewage during storms, probably thinking that it was just stormwater, ponded stormwater, when in fact it's sewage coming up out of sewer lines under the street.
Baltimore officials are quick to point out that this is how the sewer system was originally designed to work. Dana Cooper is the chief of legal and regulatory affairs at the City Department of Public Works. She says pipes are never completely waterproof. Rainwater will always find a way in.
80, 90 years ago, it seemed like a good idea to, instead of having that pipe get overwhelmed and have it back up into people's basements, we designed these structured overflows to purposely overflow into the streams or into the stormwater system.
In 2002, federal regulators said the leaky sewer system violates the Clean Water Act. The city entered into a consent decree with the Environmental Protection Agency and the State Department of the Environment. Cooper, who oversees the agreement and mandatory repairs, says one of the first things the city did was close off roughly 60 structured overflows.
Then the sewage had to go somewhere.
In other words, instead of public waterways, the sewage ends up flooding out of manhole covers or backing up into residents' basements. The city's agreement required the leaks to be fixed by January of this year. Now Baltimore officials are negotiating for an extension that would push the deadline to the end of 2030. In all, the repairs are expected to cost more than $2.1 billion.
The largest chunk of that money comes from our wastewater fees, the wastewater portion of your water bill.
Baltimore is not alone in dealing with this issue. Consent decrees over sewer overflows are common across the country. In Maryland, both Howard and Baltimore counties have them, as does the Washington Suburban Sanitary Commission, which operates the water systems in Montgomery and Prince George's counties.
Just about everybody I know has them if you've got an older system.
John Sullivan is the chief engineer at the Boston Water and Sewer Commission, which completed work on a sewer overflow consent decree in the last few years. He says that for decades, cities didn't question how their sewers worked, as long as they did.
Because they worked. We didn't spend a lot of time watching out for infiltration and inflow, where water that wasn't supposed to be carried in that pipe gets in it. All cities did it. We were paying attention to the problems at the time. And since the hole in the ground would transport the wastewater, yay us.
In Baltimore, one of the biggest challenges is at the Back River Wastewater Treatment Plant. Cooper explains that the plant is the larger of the city's two sewage treatment plants. It treats sewage from both the city and Baltimore County.
It all essentially comes to the plant via one really massive sewer. It's about 12 feet in diameter, called the outfall sewer.
Somewhere around 2009 or 2010, the city discovered that the bottom of the pipe is about 5.5 feet below the entrance to the treatment plant.
So the sewage has to back up for about 5.5 feet before it can even get into the plant. That 5.5 foot backup spreads out back into the pipe for 10 miles into the city.
And that puts a dent in the system's capacity. To correct the problem, the city is building a large pumping station to pump sewage into the plant around the clock, plus a storage facility for untreated wastewater. The city plans to complete this project by January 2021. By the end of that year, Cooper says the city will have eliminated 83% of the sewage overflowing the system. But in the meantime, many residents are not just dealing with sewage in their streets, but also in their homes. Flores' group, which recently joined the consent decree negotiations, wants to see the city provide more assistance to residents dealing with basement backups.
What we really want to see the city take responsibility to do, and what we want to see the regulators require them to do, is to have a rapid response to those problems and to go in and to clean it up for homeowners rather than sort of just leaving them to their own devices. They might not have the resources and certainly not the awareness to clean that up in a way that's safe.
Sullivan says Boston offers homeowners grants of up to $4,000 to fix backups caused by problems in city-owned pipes. But Baltimore doesn't offer any financial assistance to homeowners to fix sewage backups, something that city and state officials say has been a frequent complaint in public comments submitted on the issue. The Department of Justice denied WYPR's request to view those comments. State Secretary of the Environment Ben Grumbles, whose agency oversees the consent decree, says financial assistance and the timeline of the repairs are both up for negotiation.
We are looking very closely at the comments that have been filed on the proposed revised consent decree for the city of Baltimore, not just on the timeline, but also on the use of penalties, increased accountability, and reporting requirements.
He says the new plan for fixing the sewers should be released this fall. I'm Rachel Bay, reporting for 88.1 WYPR.